I am the Good Shepherd. That's kind of the theme for today. And this is one of the images that the writer John uses to describe Jesus in his gospel. It's also the theme of the stained glass window that I talked with the children about. Actually, you all are young persons. You're so big that it's hard to call you children anymore. But we see Jesus walking a path through a lush green valley. There are mountains on either side. There's probably a stream flowing nearby. And he's tenderly carrying a lamb in his arm. While in this picture, the other sheep are gathered around him, we also know that as he walks through the valley, the sheep are following him. Here is a picture of Jesus as one who cares for his sheep. And really, we are the sheep. How does that make you feel, by the way? How do you like being called a sheep? I could have discussed that with the children as well. Some people say sheep are dumb. But they do whatever the one in the lead follows. So maybe that's the point. Jesus calls each of us by name. He reveals himself to us so that we know him. And he knows all of us who are his own, our quirks, our foibles, whatever and whoever we are, and loves and cares for us just the same. I see a picture here of one who also lovingly provides for his followers, his sheep. Green pasture, cool, refreshing water, rest. Through his word, we find good pasture and food for our souls. As we converse with him in prayer, we are nourished and restored. We will receive life-giving and nourishment as we stay close to Jesus. I see a picture also of Jesus who confidently leads. He calls us by name, we follow him as he does so, and he leads us wherever he is going. We follow him because we know his voice. We can confidently put our trust in Jesus, our shepherd, our guide. What a wonderful, peaceful picture, isn't it? Jesus, our risen Lord, comes to us as the good shepherd. He calls us to be part of his flock, his community, and he promises to provide all that we need. We give to him our fears, and he will calm them. We bring to him our struggles. He will help us. We can bring to him our griefs, and he will comfort us. And we can trust him with whatever lies ahead in the future, knowing that he will lead us. But something else is going on in these two scripture passages from Psalm and John this morning. It turns out that all is not gentle and peaceful. Look at what is going on around the shepherd and his flock, Jesus and his people. Jesus speaks about thieves who come in and try to steal. He speaks about wolves who try to devour the sheep. He speaks about hired hands who, when they see the wolf coming, run away and let the sheep unprotected. In Psalm 23, our shepherd Lord leads us through dark valleys where death is, where evil lurks. And he brings us to a table where there are enemies. The scene is not all peaceful and pastoral after all. The shepherd and his sheep are surrounded by hostility. Images of struggle, of conflict, and violence appear. What is this good shepherd doing, leading us through dark valleys where death lurks? What is this good shepherd doing, leading us into wild places where wolves and evil threaten us? What is this good shepherd doing, leading us to a table where there are enemies? Another look at this picture blurs the pastoral and the peaceful. What is this good shepherd doing? Notice that Jesus is really speaking of a journey here, a pilgrimage, as is the writer of the psalm. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Jesus does not just gather us into the nice, warm safety of a fold. He doesn't just lie down at the door to protect us from thieves and robbers. This is not a call to just huddle together on Sunday morning as peaceful Presbyterians, for crying out loud. Jesus cares. He provides for and restores our souls for a reason. He wants to lead us out to follow him. He leads us into pasture where wolves threaten. Where is this pasture that Jesus is leading us to anyway? The pasture, brothers and sisters, is really the world around us. I know an author by the name of John Paul Lederach who wrote a book some years ago called Journey Toward Reconciliation. And he opens my eyes in a new way to see what our Good Shepherd is doing. Lederach observes that Jesus restores our souls to give us strength to walk toward and along the paths of righteousness. He says that Spanish versions of Psalm 23 talk about just paths or paths of justice. Indeed, the Hebrew word that is translated righteousness in our English Bibles has to do with what is right, what is equitable, or what is just. So the Good Shepherd Jesus nurtures and restores us with his word, with his prayer, and worship together, not just for ourselves and our own well-being. He's leading us outward in paths that are designed to lead us toward restoring justice where there is brokenness, where there is violence, where there is fallenness. And where do those paths lead? They go through the valley of death, the place of wolves, into the world, the messy, violent world. That is where Good Shepherd Jesus wants to lead us. To think of going out into a violent, messy world is rather frightening, isn't it? Of course. But Jesus says we do not need to fear the evil because he, our Good Shepherd, is leading us. He knows our particular anxieties and fears. He laid down his life to rescue and save us. He took up his life again in resurrection power. It is the Good Shepherd Jesus that we experience, and through him, awesome, ultimate, justice-restoring power. In our scripture from John, Jesus says that he has also other sheep that are not part of this fold, this sheep pen. Who are these other sheep? Well, I think of folks that Jesus liked to spend his time with. Folks that the Jewish leaders around him did not like to spend their times with. Untouchable lepers, the lame, the sick, blind beggars, the poor, women and children who in that day were to be seen and not heard, immoral, mongrel, Samaritan women, unclean, dirty dog, Gentiles. Jesus, you see, wants to make things right between all people. Jesus wants the poor to be on equal footing and receiving from the rich. He wants the diseased to be touched and cared for by those who are well. He wants disgusting sinners to be loved and invited in by those who are already experiencing the joy and the grace of salvation. He wants people who are despised because of their different ethnic origins or because of their different color or language or culture to be welcomed as sisters and brothers. The shepherd of Psalm 23 leads his sheep through the valley to a table. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is a table, John Paul Lederach says, where Jesus actually invites our enemies to sit down and eat with us. Now, that's a revolutionary idea to me. I always pictured God leading me to a table, providing for me at the table, while my enemies were held off, looking on hungrily. But that's not the picture here. It's the picture of the Good Shepherd leading us to a table and inviting our enemies also to come and sit down around that table with us. Our shepherd calls us to eat together and commune together with our enemies as friends. Isn't that shocking? Isn't that rather frightening? What is our Good Shepherd doing anyway? He's actually living out the prophet of Isaiah that the lamb and the wolf will one day feed together. Jesus, you see, does not bring us to his table to negotiate or to try to resolve our hostilities. He just brings our enemies to the table to eat with us. He restores our relationships in the midst of whatever threatens us. When we sit down and eat together with enemies, something wonderful may happen. Hostilities may begin to melt. The way opens for restoring relationships, for becoming friends. I have other sheep that are not of this flock. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. What is this Good Shepherd doing? Jesus wants to empower and lead us, his sheep, to join him in inviting other sheep to his fold. The poor, the weak, the marginalized, the enemy, those we do not like. This can be really scary. Yes, but our Good Shepherd Jesus is leading us, guiding us. In his embrace, we do not fear whatever is evil. His rod and his staff surround and comfort us. But will this, can this, does this work? This is our anxious question. I'm reminded of a story that comes to us from the 1700s, from the Emmental in Switzerland. It's about Peter, a Mennonite minister, and his wife. Peter and his congregation were harassed by others around them because of their nonviolent stance. They refused to be inducted into the army, and they were being persecuted, even threatened with death. One night, after Peter and his wife were asleep in their bed, he was suddenly awakened, and he heard noises on his roof. He got up quietly, went to the door, opened it, and looked out. And there on his thatched roof were a number of young men who were taking the thatch, tearing it off, and throwing it to the ground. "They have come to molest us again," Peter said to himself. "Please, God, help me," he prayed quietly. Then Peter went back inside, awakened his wife, and said to her, "Mother, workers have come. We must prepare a meal for them. Please get up and do that." Before long, a meal was waiting on the table. And Peter went out and he called to the young men on the roof who were startled to hear his voice, saying, "You have worked long and hard, brothers. Come down now and eat with us." The men came down. They sheepishly filed into the house and joined Peter and his wife around the table. He invited them to sit down. Then Peter folded his hands, closed his eyes, and offered a prayer. He thanked God for all the blessings that he had given to him and his wife, the blessings that he was pouring out upon these men who sat around the table, and he asked God to bless them and keep them. Embarrassed then, afterward, the men could not eat after they had filled their plates. Instead, as if at a quiet signal, they suddenly got up, left the table, and went back outside. Peter and his wife heard noises on the roof again, but this time it was the noise of thatch being put back onto the roof. And then the men got down off the roof and went away into the darkness. You invite us to a table to eat with our enemies. Who are the other sheep around you and around us that our Good Shepherd wants to bring into his flock, wants us to invite to our tables? Who do you know who is not part of the people of God, the flock of Jesus Christ? With whom might you have some personal hostility or enmity? Who just bugs you? Who don't you like? That might be your enemy. Maybe it's a nasty neighbor who lets trash all over the place or lets their dogs run wild over your garden. Maybe it's somebody you work with or go to school with. Maybe it's somebody in your own family, a brother or a sister or a parent or a dadgum cousin or uncle or aunt that you just can't get along with. Maybe it's somebody who just snubs you, who treats you with disdain, doesn't pay any attention to you. Let the image of that person or those persons come into your mind. You see Jesus wanting you to follow him to where they are. He wants you to reach out to them, to embrace them, to invite them to come become part of his flock. And he wants you to help him. Maybe some feelings of fear or anxiety or resistance arise. That's natural. You don't know what to do. You don't want to know what to say. That's okay. What is this good shepherd doing? He's leading you. He's leading us into the valley. He wants to assure us that we need fear no evil because he is with us to comfort and guide. He knows each of us by name. And he knows particularly our strengths and our gifts. And he promises, do not worry about what you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And we may not even have to begin by saying anything. We may just be led to do something, to offer help and love in some way, to befriend the neighbor's dogs, to pick up the trash and deal with it, or invite the other to come share a coffee or sit around our table for a meal. Jesus will lead us, as he led Preacher Peter, to know what to do and what to say. So what is this good shepherd doing? Yes, he is caring for us, holding us in his arms, leading us through the lush valley with flowing streams. He's caring, feeding, protecting, and leading, but he's also calling us to sit down at the table with wolves, with enemies. He's showing us how to turn enemies into friends. Come, let us follow our good shepherd as he leads.